Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Step right up, folks, for the Darmalars podcast. This is Ben Johnson, and with me is...
Ralph. Step right up.
Step right up, like a carnival. Put down a buck, and we'll give you three chances to win a podcast.
Yeah.
Or a goldfish, either one.
God, this no engineering thing really does suck.
Oh, yeah, right now we're recording without the benefit of one of our many pantheon of engineers.
You got to try this.
No way.
Seriously, during a podcast, you got to try this. The echo is insane.
Yeah, so right now, Ralph is sitting here with the headphones engineering ourselves. And he's getting a little bit of delay in his ears from my brain.
And mine.
So that's got to be confusing. And no, I will not try it.
But I hear both, like almost instantaneous. It's a bizarre, strange thing.
We're hoping that won't trip you up too much.
It shouldn't. It didn't last week, but for some reason right now, it just threw me off.
It's blowing your mind.
Yeah.
How was your week, buddy?
Busy.
Yeah, you seem like you've been really busy lately.
Yeah.
I sent you like a text message saying that you, just saying, oh, I don't think you use exclamation points as much as some people. And you said, that's the least of my concerns.
Like, it really
fuck
was.
Me. Sorry, bro.
Well, that's a personal thing that has nothing to do with me being busy.
Oh, you just weren't concerned.
Yeah.
So to speak.
I'll bring that up later.
Oh, sweet. That's going to be fun.
Because my response was genuine, and that's not something that people want to hear.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I'm a happy guy, and people want to hear happy Ralph.
They want happy, good time Ralph?
Yeah, not pissed off guy who's really frustrated.
Not pissed off giraffe Ralph?
Yeah. put together the video. Had a bit of a snag. I was supposed to get that up on Saturday, but ended up getting it up on Tuesday. So I decided to flip flop the super or special or video that went up on Saturday instead
to have like a placeholder.
Yeah,
while you work.
Yeah, and then I figured, you know what, that other one isn't as good as what we were planning on. So because that was just as much footage as I had from 2005.
That was like from start to stop.
Like literally everything that I had was on that Comic-Con video.
Yeah.
So it starts abruptly and it ends abruptly and mid-sentences.
It
are
starts
cut
like
off.
When you remember you have a camera and it ends when you remember you're recording.
It's all the footage that I have from
it's
that
raw.
Day.
That's how yes. we do it.
I figure, you know what, let me just put that out there first so that people, you know, aren't waiting for this extra super special video to come out on Tuesday.
We made promises. We made promises.
It's just bleh.
Yeah.
So, and plus, since I was having trouble trying to upload videos to our feed, and I was having trouble uploading the footage that we shot last Friday onto my editing software. So it was just one of those things where it was necessity. Let me just put this up first and then deal with the other one later.
Get this out of the way.
And then I was having troubles with it. And I was like, God, I can't get this thing to work. And then I would like spend, you know, a good hour editing something. And then iMovie would dump out on me. And I'd be like, great.
And would you lose
now
your
I have
progress?
To do all that work I did within an hour and then continue on. So it was just Jeez. Like this huge, huge clusterfuck. Luckily, Jimmy posted his thing on. I'm like, Jimmy, you saved my ass.
Yeah, he bought you time.
He definitely bought me time. But then when I got back to doing the video, I was just like, fuck it, I'm done. And I actually posted the video up something like 2 hours after Jimmy's.
After Jimmy.
It was, yeah.
So it wasn't as spread out as you'd like to have originally planned.
Yeah.
But hey, it's out there.
Yeah, everything's out there. And a lot of people have given us kind words on the feedback and... It was that, and then there's a new project in my personal life that I wanted to get started.
Right.
And then that was up in the air because there's a previous project that I wanted to kind of get the ball rolling and get my piece of that finished. And I was like, okay, you know, forget it. This isn't happening. So let me just work on this new project. And all of a sudden, the other project got dumped back in my lap.
So
it was just like, oh my gosh. I'm like trying to juggle that. And then, you know, we got 23 friend requests this week.
Nice.
Which is awesome. But then there's that I had to do. And then there's an email we got, which I'm going to actually, let's bring this up. We usually don't talk much about emails. But it was a really long email. I don't know if you saw it, but it was really, really long. And I was putting it off getting back to him until today, like right before you showed up, because I'm not a reader. And it was just like, God, I'm so busy. I really can't.
I don't think I can make it through this email.
Because I think I'm like you, where you tend to do this thing where if someone sends you a long email, you want to be sure to honor
it with
a response that's going to...
Yeah. Quid pro quo.
And so, like, all week I've been like, oh, I don't want to just, like, thanks. That's awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Exactly. Drop us a line. So I read it today, and it's a fan name. Let's call him, I think he wanted to be called Big A or Big M, but his name's Michael. It's not like, it's a...
That part's not a secret.
It's not like we're going to figure him out. But he sent us this email, and it was all about the Hanzo Foundation and the Lost experience.
I can't believe I missed it. That sucks.
And it's a really long email. But I sat down, and it's really long for me, which means it's like two paragraphs. But apparently, last week's episode, DOC, Mr. Pike.
Yes.
Mentioned that he was shipping parts to the Hanzo Foundation to his employers as Sun was coming in, I believe.
Really?
And that's the one thing that they did not subtitle.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea that I missed that.
So apparently that happened.
That's awesome.
And like I said, I just read the email right before we started recording. He sent a lot of cool stuff.
That's really cool.
But I thought I'd mention that on the show.
Yeah.
And I apologize for getting to the email so late, but I did finally, and it was really interesting. So
I had no idea. There's some heads up Korean listener helped out the community at large by figuring that out.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if he spread that to us.
Yeah. I don't know if he got this firsthand or if like he speaks Korean.
That's cool.
He definitely brought it to our attention, and I thought that was worth mentioning.
They're really getting devious with those Easter eggs now.
It's kind of fun.
It is. It's totally fun.
I think they're being devious with them just to see how far they can go for people to notice.
They probably track how many hours before someone figures something out.
And exactly. Exactly.
Wow, that took 3 hours. Good one, guys.
We do that on our show, and no one's mentioned it.
That is true.
Or not. So anyway, yeah, my week has been hectic, which is crazy. You think that a guy with no job would
have
it easy going.
I imagine like every day is
summertime,
easy.
But no.
Well, just because you don't clock in every day doesn't mean you don't have a job.
Yeah, definitely. And, this week, I don't know what it is with this week. I don't know if it has to do with the extra time I put into the podcast, but man, it has really been a tough week.
You seem kind of drained.
I am. And you know what's funny is all week I thought to myself, I can't wait till we do the podcast because it's just doing the podcast.
That's like an hour where all you have to do is talk.
Yeah. And then like the normal editing that goes on after that. But it was like, I'm glad I only have to edit the show without have to worry about editing a video and posting it and trying to figure out how to post the video, because apparently larger files, which is what we posted this week,
it
makes a big difference than the ones we've posted before.
Well, that's good to know for the summer in case we do more videos.
Which we totally are, because now that I figured it out,
we're good to go. Good.
So, yeah, look forward to that.
Guess whose Excel class got canceled last night?
What?
Me. So I got to watch all the Thursday comedy.
Awesome. I got to watch all of two Thursday comedies last night.
Yeah, I know you're not a huge Scrubs fan.
Guys,
I'm not a big guy. I'm not a big Scrubs guy.
I told that to Jay not too long ago that I don't watch Scrubs.
Was he offended?
He flipped.
My parents have been on board from the beginning with that show. They always tell me how amazing it is.
Yeah.
I finally started watching it this year, and it makes me laugh a lot.
And then makes you sad at the end.
But I can see not watching it.
There is the thing with Scrubs is there's always at least one joke that makes me laugh. And the two that have made me laugh from all the times that I've been on the computer while it's in the background
while someone's watching it
is the face cake from last season, and then this season there was a robot that tells you bad news or something. And just really, really funny, but I just can't take the, you know, a rim shot every 5 seconds.
It's
I just
a little
can't
too
do
much.
It. I can't do it.
Yeah, I bet you weren't a fan of Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
I never watched it.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same kind of frenetic energy. No, not necessarily rim shot, but like single camera action.
Which is funny because I'm into Family Guy, and that's like a joke every 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it in its heyday, yeah. Well, that's weird. Did you see all that green drink that Darnell was pushing in that shopping cart?
Yes.
I bet you're fired up.
Yes. Because I can't find green drink anymore.
Because Joy stole it all.
I guess so.
I think I read online on your Tyler Durden site maybe that that
it's
Jamie,
not my site, but it's the one I visit frequently.
It's the site that that you showed to me that Jamie Presley is trying to feed the world with her with her boobs.
I didn't read that one.
He was talking about how she's pregnant now and they're That's gigantic. Funny, yeah.
That's really funny.
It is funny. That's, you know, good for her and world hunger.
I watched Kroll.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm bummed that you didn't come over, but you were busy with podcast.
I know, and I got some time in there to watch it, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to sit down and watch this movie because
I haven't
watched a Netflix movie in so long. The funny thing is that a lot of people were sending us MySpace messages about, oh, Ralph, I'm so jealous that you have Kroll, and like every email that I got this week was like, oh, you know, that's cool. Kroll's cool. I watched Kroll this week, and Kroll is a fucking horrible, horrible movie.
Nothing redeeming?
God, I wanted to like it. It's, okay, first of all, Kroll is kind of like He-Man.
Okay.
Where it's like another planet where they have futuristic technology, but they dress kind of like
barbarians.
Like Renaissance era.
Oh, really?
Crap.
And they use like swords and stuff.
So kind of like Flash Gordon, but not as cool. Flash Gordon was made in what, 79, 80?
81.
80? I think it was 80.
Okay.
Maybe 81. It was probably made in, let's say it's made in 80.
It was made in
and
80,
released in
no
81.
No matter what, yeah.
And it's, like, they went for a style.
Right.
Logan's Run.
Style.
Visually is shitty. It looks like the 70s.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Kroll, made after all three Star Wars films, decided to make it look like from the 70s.
Like,
and then to have special effects that look like from the 60s.
So it's just a mishmash of nothing that really worked.
James Horner score. You know I hate James Horner.
You were on board.
But his music was fine. And I'm going to be fine with his music in Kroll until I find out where it was ripped off from. So anyway, Kroll's a pile of poo. Check it out.
I'm going to. It's
go check
like
it
you.
Out. I mean, you're going to...
I'm going to see it.
I might have benefited from drinking and watching it with you and not in the middle of a busy week.
That might have helped, yeah. I just watched Jesus is Magic from Netflix today. Sarah Silverman's stand-up.
Is he?
What's that? According to Sarah Silverman, he is, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I watched Jesus Camp. I'm not going to get into Jesus Camp.
No.
But all you listeners...
You'll never get into Jesus Camp.
All you listeners from the state in which Jesus Camp is located.
Located.
You might want to work on those people. Anyway.
With a tire iron.
Oh, man. Jesus Camp. Jesus H. Camp. That movie was interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
So how is Jesus' Magic? I think it's like number 130 on my queue.
It's funny. I mean, she doesn't always make me laugh out loud, but I always think she's funny.
She's an LOL.
She doesn't LOL. She doesn't have me ROTF LOL. But she's definitely got style, and she is humorous.
you like her a
she's
lot.
She's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, you're a big fan of her.
I'm a big fan of her. There's a lot of people, you know, from the Sarah
she
Silverman show.
She looks way too much like my sister, who is also named Sarah.
Yeah, you can't get into that.
For me to get into that debate.
That's fair.
And I already know your thoughts on my sister. Sarah.
I'm not going to say anything.
I already know your thoughts, so that's why I said that, so you don't have to explain. We've been talking for 13, almost 14 minutes now.
All right.
Let's get to Lost.
Would you like to talk about Lost?
I guess we put in the chapters. If you guys are already bored by this conversation, you could have skipped ahead. But yeah, let's get to Lost because there's a lot I want to talk about this episode.
Okay.
All right, let's get to that. I forgot I have to do this now.
Episode 3X19?
3X19, The Brig.
the brig.
A lock-centric episode.
We are dumb for not thinking what the brig was on the island.
Right? I don't think we're dumb.
I'm disappointed.
But yeah, I was disappointed when I'm like when I saw the Black Rock. I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
I mean, with so much that goes on this show, it could have been anything.
It could have been anything, yeah. But we never even speculated that it was the Black Rock.
Because we didn't know whose flashback it was.
So it could have happened off island.
If it said, oh, this is a Charlie flashback, then we would have said, oh, the brig must have to do with the island thing, because why would a rock star
end up in a brig?
Yeah.
But if it was Desmond, you know, for all we know, he was...
Yeah, we would have speculated that.
He was on a ship or something. Yeah. I really liked that scene in the brig, well, in the Black Rock, where Rousseau shows up.
A lot of people have been mentioning that. Man, I actually wrote notes this week because I felt it was my duty.
We'll let you take the lead.
Because as soon as I finished watching the episode, I sent you a text message airing my thoughts on this episode.
Which were high.
And I also went on the blog spot and did the same. And I'm still sticking to that. I feel that the brig is my favorite episode of Lost.
It's, you know, what's funny is I was going to say that until you said it, and now I don't want to be a copycat. It's definitely my favorite of the season. That way I'll give myself an out.
Because you're glad, because you have someone that's willing to say it, but you don't have to take the heat.
No, it's not that at all. It's just like, I feel like since Ralph already said it's his favorite, maybe I can hold mine back for another one.
And with me saying that, a lot of people gave me crap, and so
what did they say? SOS?
No, I went back and I had to watch the episode again so I could take notes and explain why I feel this is my favorite episode of Lost. Hopefully explain myself, because a lot of the stuff I saw that people wrote seemed a little. I felt like, man, I really have to explain why that was cool.
It's like these people aren't getting where you're coming from.
Yes.
Well, for me, you sent me that text message and I replied saying, "This is what." This show has been building to is this episode, so far, and it was totally kick ass.
Yeah,
I
actually sent the same text message to Jay, who at the time of me sending that, I'm sure was deep into editing his show.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And actually sent me a reply.
Which oh, nice.
That was kind of nice that he actually decided. You know what? Ralph is right, and I'm going to let him know that.
Good.
Because I mentioned this is what this is the reason why I podcast about this show. Because
there's so much to talk about from this episode.
And we are now 17 minutes and we still haven't talked about
it. All right, we'll talk about
it. Let's get through my notes. Locke's healing power.
It was 2 days before current time when the bite was healed, and it was 8 days before when it got bit.
Okay, I don't...
So 6 days.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I'm not really interested in... the timeline so much as the whole thing that Locke has this healing power.
Okay.
Like, is this, what are your thoughts on Locke healing people?
I think, oh, healing people?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me more. Who did he heal?
Didn't you watch the episode?
Yeah.
Ben Linus mentions, that I couldn't use my legs until you showed up and then I started being able to walk.
I just assumed that he, that Locke's capacity there was as psychological to show Ben that the island still had power. And I think Ben had kind of slipped because he got that tumor and maybe he started to lose his faith. But Locke is a living symbol of the power of the island, and that enabled him to get there psychologically on his own.
Later on during the Cooper almost dying scene on the pillar.
Uh-huh.
Linus mention something about how
everyone thinks he's special.
Yeah,
And then he says to the crowd, he's not who we thought he was. But I didn't interpret it the way you interpreted it.
I could have sworn that
doesn't mean
I'm
rejecting
it
now.
Yeah, I could have sworn that Ben said that his powers healed him.
He said the minute you showed up, pins and needles. Yeah. So I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just didn't look at it that way, but I think that makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh.
I mean... All the other healing that we've seen on the island has happened around Locke. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Huh.
He could be like a focus of energy for the island.
I had sent a couple of emails to Holly from the Blogspot, and because I had mentioned the story of Abraham and the parallels between Ben and Anthony and... Locke at the pillar.
And God and Abraham.
God
and
Abraham,
Isaac.
Yeah. She made some good points, some parallels I thought were interesting. Do you think that Ben really wanted Locke to kill him? Was it just a test?
Well, you know what's funny is when I was watching it the second time, I was like, there's blanks in that knife. Because yeah. that's how you do the test in spy movies.
Yeah.
Is you give them a gun that's either not loaded or full of blanks or whatever. Uh-huh. I think that Ben did want Locke to kill that, but I don't think that was his father. I don't think that the thing that we saw as Anthony Cooper was actually a human being.
Really?
Yeah.
You're okay. Explain that one. That's crazy. We usually don't get into
super the metaphysics.
Crazy. Yeah, super. Go for it.
I think it's the same thing that Echo saw as Yemi, or that Jack saw as Christian Shepherd. I think it's one of the projections or powers of the island. Hmm. I think that's why it started talking in more of a southern accent when it was talking to Sawyer. I think that Anthony Cooper was not the real Sawyer, and that this thing just decided to be the real Sawyer because that's what it saw in Sawyer's mind.
Hmm.
And I think, one, it would be interesting to see what all the others saw when we were looking at Anthony Cooper. I'm sure they didn't see him as Anthony Cooper. Mm-hmm. And I think that Ben...
Like a Cindy flashback?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
See Jack getting pissed off at her from her perspective. No, I'm surprised that you don't... that. I mean, people have talked about that, haven't they? Or I mean, I haven't been on the internet at all.
I haven't heard.
I don't think that that was a dude. I think that Ben had this thing, that this projection that showed up because Locke caused it to, and he said, "This is evidence that you're still psychologically hung up on your dad."
So this is Kate's black horse.
Huh. Yeah. So this, I mean, the island's like a mirror, kind of, uh-huh. and it shows what's in your mind.
Uh-huh.
So. For it to show Anthony Cooper shows that Locke, and a lot of the talk on the island is like, it's not about who you were, it's who you are. You have this blank slate, you can be something new. But if you bring your baggage with you, you can't do it. And so it was a symbolic thing. I want you to symbolically kill the memory of your father and leave it alone.
Wouldn't Sawyer see it differently, though?
Power of suggestion? No. I'm not saying that that is the answer. That was just how I took that episode.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We'll see what happens.
I mean, somehow it makes more sense than Anthony Cooper actually being on the island,
uh-huh.
and actually being the real Sawyer.
Huh.
Did I blow your mind?
I don't know. It's just completely different. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how. Actually, I don't know. I'm just trying to think how I can debunk that, but I'm having problems doing that.
Well,
so.
As far as your original question, yes, I think Ben wanted Locke to kill.
Okay.
To actually kill. Which is funny because the way he started that speech was like, if you join us, you have to do an act of free will. So kill this guy.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, wait. You just told me to do it.
Yeah.
It was
so an act of free will is not killing him.
I would think, but maybe
you think
maybe
Locke would have picked up on that. Huh.
It's weird, I thought.
Strange.
Well, it's like, I guess this is your free will to decide to do what I'm telling you. it's like paying your membership fee to Dharma. It's making your bones, your Dharma bones.
Huh.
Like Roger Workman did.
Yeah.
What else you got? I hope I don't throw us off into some crazy weird tangent that throws you off your game again.
No.
Just don't ask me about Kate.
My next note's so stupid that I don't even know if I want to read it. Jack wants to go camping next time.
He does. He wants to go bond with the boys.
Ooh, I feel left out.
I think he should. It's funny how quickly they turn on him.
Well.
But they have every reason to.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that later.
You know what? If they didn't turn on him, we would have all been pissed that they're trusting Jack. So.
You're right. You're right.
So, yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
Deal with it.
It smells like Soarin' Over California in here.
It does. Locke had Cooper, which we've already discussed, but how soon did you know that it wasn't Ben that Locke had in the brig?
That's a good question. I feel like
As soon as Ben said, I want you to kill your father, then I was like, oh, he's got...
That's Cooper.
Because I saw the promo for last week, I thought, oh, Cooper's the one with the bag on his head. Otherwise, they just would have shown
I can't remember Ben when I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's like I can't remember a time before this episode. So
it was kind of obvious to me. I
think so, yeah.
Sawyer fucking knocks the shit out of Locke with the gun handle.
Yes.
And the fact that Sawyer said, "Don't call me James."
Right.
I thought was pretty cool because there's two sides to Sawyer.
Yes.
There's the Kate banging James side.
The soft side.
And then there's the Sawyer side. It's his alter ego.
Yeah.
It's his front.
It's his Tyler Durden.
Exactly. So when he says, "Don't call me Sawyer," or "Don't call me James," it's like, fuck it, I'm Sawyer right now.
If you need Sawyer, you better let me be Sawyer.
Yeah.
You didn't call for James Ford.
Now that Sawyer's dead, I'm going to say Sawyer's...
Tom Sawyer.
I'm going to say Tom Sawyer's dead.
Okay.
Just for this conversation. And sure. Because I don't want to get... That's another thing is...
That's fine.
By you doing the alternate thing...
Don't even sweat it.
All my notes change. now that Sawyer is dead to James Ford, will he continue to go by the name Sawyer?
Ideally, he can... It would work for him the same way Locke having killed Cooper would have worked for Locke, is that now he can close that chapter. I mean, the letter's ripped up. The revenge is taken. He could maybe, you know, turn over a new leaf. He's got a hot girl who doesn't want to spend the night with him, but who still kisses him goodnight when she leaves.
Yeah.
I think he has potential now, and he's coming back to the camp with evidence to try to make things right. I think he has potential to just be James Ford for the rest of his life.
Cool.
Except for when the planes come.
Yeah.
And they come to pick him up, and then he'll have to be like, I'm Anthony Cooper.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a cool new...
If he makes it that far, because it seems like now his storyline...
Is tied up in a neat little package?
Yep.
Well, he's still got a daughter out there.
And he also gave the daughter money.
That's true, so she's taken care of.
Yeah.
That whole theory about people wrapping up their storyline and then dying, that's a scary thing to think of when you watch a show.
Yep.
Because you're always like, oh, an ending, no, look out.
It's pretty nerve-wracking because it seems like the end of a season is like, it feels like, okay, it's time to kill off.
They're going to kill someone off to give it strength going into the break. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, so Sawyer is now fodder for end of the season murdered.
I think they're going to kill off Roger Workman in the flashback. That'll be the... That'll be the big death before the big sweeps death.
Well, or, I mean, Cooper dying was a pretty big deal.
That's a big sweeps death.
I mean, this is something that we've been waiting for since season one, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Or episode one, even.
I like how Locke put it. He ruined my life. He ruined your life. He had it coming.
Yeah.
That's harsh. Yeah. But you know what? You throw me out of an 8-story window, and I just might find someone to kill you.
Yeah.
Jabba style.
sorry, he's not what he thought we were. Wait, I said that totally wrong. Ben turns to the others and say, sorry, he's not who we thought he was. Is this a similar thing to where when Ben allowed Locke to blow up the sub?
Yes.
Like, these people apparently already have Locke on a pedestal. He's special. And then this is Ben's way of saying, oh, what's the matter? He's not as special as you all thought.
He puts him in public, asks him to do something that he knows he probably can't do, doesn't explain to him anything, and makes him publicly humiliated by chopping him down a step. And by being the one to do it, he elevates himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Although, I mean, because that's pretty much what Dr. Eyeliner said to Locke. Mm-hmm. But with Ben, you got to wonder, wheels within wheels, did he send Dr. Eyeliner to tell Locke that?
There's got to be an episode where we figure...
Everything
about... We see the whole game plan.
Yeah.
We saw a little bit of that in Exposé.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see more of that in upcoming episodes. And same with this episode. We get to see little snippets, like in Juliet's episode as well. Little snippets of Ben's motives. Or not motives, but his little...
The way he's playing this game.
Yeah. The Apple iPhone thing, looks like Penny has some cash.
Yeah, I'll say. She's handing that out to random helicopters.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of money going behind finding this island, so who knows what we're going to see on the island next.
Jack and Sawyer, not Sawyer, Saeed. Jack and Saeed raised some interesting questions about Naomi. Like, from different perspectives, they both seem to be asking if she is who she claims she is.
Yeah.
Saeed asks Desmond if he actually saw a helicopter. And Jack, that scene between Jack and Juliet, which I don't know if that's in your notes, but we definitely
it's
have
not,
to talk.
But
that
I
was, that scene was awesome.
Yeah, it was a good scene. It it's one of those things where it's just like people are going to speculate the shit out of that scene, and it's, I bet you it's going
to
be nothing.
Meanwhile, I just watch and I think, wow, I can't wait to see why they're like this, like why they're so buddy buddy. Yeah. But anyhow, in that scene, also Jack intimated that she would. He said, "How is she supposed to contact her ship?" You know, claiming the idea is that they're dropping moles in them again, like they did with Benjamin Linus. So, with that said, do you think that she does work for Penelope?
I'm not sure,
because it seems like Jack and Juliet are in on something together.
Yeah,
Juliet has inside knowledge.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It seems like there's something.
If Dharma could drop food on the island, why can't the others drop
people?
People, like,
yeah.
I mean, she did have a branch in her side.
That's true, and that's tough. But
Evil Dead 1 style, by the way.
Getting injured is another good way to make your bones. Like, like Ben Linus getting shot.
Yeah.
He didn't have to put himself out there to be vulnerable to Rousseau.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not accusing...
That whole situation is still hanky to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We still have no answers, but, I mean, I'm not saying she doesn't work for Penelope. She seems to have way too much inside info.
Yeah.
And the technology is also, I think, a clue. But the fact that Mikhail tried to steal it and the fact that Jack and Juliet seem to have questions about it, I think, is interesting.
Yeah.
The iPhone.
These last three episodes are going to be.
It's going to be off the
awesome.
Hizzy.
Transmitter interference.
Yeah, that sucks. Nothing can get through, huh?
Yeah, which makes me believe that there's something putting out a signal that's blocking.
That's what Saeed said. Something about that. Yeah.
That's why I guess why I believe that. Because I believe anything that Saeed says.
Because you believe him.
Is
it the flame?
Who knows?
Some jamming tower. Rousseau's transmission.
Speaking of Rousseau,
yeah,
we didn't even talk about her scene. We mentioned it.
We glanced on it, but then we just kept going.
Go for it.
Okay, they call each other by their last names,
okay.
Which is a giddy little thrill because you know that they're both philosophers.
Yeah.
Locke, Rousseau, Socrates.
That went over my head, but
I figured.
she
was just there picking up some dynamite, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, what's the point of that? Oh, that was a weird scene. But...
I liked it because
okay, with this whole thing with the beach invasion coming up,
right?
Or Juliet mentions, or wait, who mentioned the beach? Linus did, right?
Linus.
He mentioned that they're gonna do a raid on the beach,
right? And Locke told, Sawyer.
And then Rousseau's gonna be like Han Solo at the Death Star and just start blowing the shit out of others, throwing unstable dynamite from trees.
I don't know why people would think that was a weird scene. I mean, obviously she doesn't have any social skills.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she did 16 years ago, but she doesn't now. And Locke's got a guy locked up.
But what
too.
The thing that it's funny is that we saw Sawyer's letter in season one, in episode one. And that was all set up for this week's episode, which is 2 years later.
Right.
That they could set up
stuff way in
stuff
advance.
Right now. I mean, we don't have to know why
she's
doing
that. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah. Like, that scene doesn't have to play 100%
right
now. But
that scene was left in for a reason. That's one of those scenes where it's like, that's a weird scene to keep in. If we need to cut stuff out of an episode, you know, that's definitely a scene that would be
It's important
out,
that they saw each other on the Black Rock, or it's important that she has dynamite, or it's just there for flavor, I think. I mean, to keep showing you how random this island is that there's this crazy French chick just wandering around,
she's
making
gonna
traps. She's going to blow shit up.
She's going to blow shit up. I have no doubt about
Arnst
that.
Arnst is lucky he's already dead.
Yeah.
Because that dynamite already has a taste for him.
Do you think that Sawyer saw some of Arnst sitting there?
It was outside, right? Maybe. Or maybe the boars got it.
Ugh. Who knows?
I'm surprised that he went around tapping boxes. I mean, he knew what the Black Rock was about.
Yeah.
It's funny, I saw one of the boxes of explosives, and I was trying to figure it out. I was like, what's in there, fives? Because it was partially obscured. And he was like, don't, that's dynamite. And I was like, oh, apparently I'm an idiot.
This is the last note I have.
A sharp.
It's a pretty big discussion on the blog. A lot of people mentioned, why didn't Locke just do his own dirty work?
Because he couldn't. He couldn't.
But people didn't accept that.
Well, they should. Could you kill your dad?
No.
I mean,
My whole thing is this. Locke's life was shitty. A lot of it due to his father.
Yeah.
He got into an accident. Well, his father pushed him out of a building.
Whoops.
But Locke tried to better his own life without killing his father.
Yeah.
He tried to go on a walkabout, even though he couldn't walk. Came to an island that fixed his legs. Locke believes in the island. He's feel that he's, you know, a complete person again. Locke's also big about helping others.
Right.
He did a lot of, he helped Claire a lot in the end of season one, some of season two, giving Charlie his,
guitar. Yeah. There was a while there where I thought Locke was building up an army. He was helping so many people.
Yeah. He helped out Michael. He taught him how to use a gun.
Yes.
There's even moments where he helped out Jack during White Rabbit. There's all these things with Locke trying to
always runs into someone.
Use the islands, because the island gave Locke what he wanted, and he wants to kind of help people the same way.
He thinks that everyone can have that same kind of revelation, that same kind of journey.
Yeah, like he's just trying to show people, this is what the island is giving you.
Make the best of it.
So that you can be a better person. I don't see why him finding out that
Cooper
Sawyer's past
ran
into Cooper's past, and that maybe that it was a big deal to Sawyer to go through with this life changing experience that he's been looking to do his whole life. You know what I mean? Like,
so he was helping Sawyer.
Yeah.
Now,
because this is Sawyer's whole life path.
Right.
Was to avenge his parents' death.
Right. And it got twisted when he...
And Locke could see that that would be a bigger deal to Sawyer than it is to Locke killing him, because Locke's life path is to the island. Like,
yeah.
His life is set.
I think that's valid. I mean, you have to look at the fact that Locke didn't kill Cooper the first time.
Yeah.
So he did that before he knew that he could help Sawyer.
Yeah.
But I think once Dr. Eyeliner gave him that file, I think his motives could have equally been either way, either to kill Cooper and continue his journey with the others, which is where he thinks he's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But I think equally 50%, he could also be thinking, this is a chance for me to help Sawyer to find what he's here for.
And I think by locking Sawyer in the brig... was no different than taking the drugs away from Charlie.
Or bashing Boone on the head and giving him drugs.
Yeah.
It's tough love, Locke style.
Yeah. So I don't think Locke is a pussy for not...
I don't think he is
doing
either.
The dirty work.
If you get me up on a pillar and you have my dad tied to the stone column, even if he tried to kill me and took my kidney, I don't think I could in cold blood kill him.
Yeah.
Now, you know what would give Locke more strength? Is if he hadn't just killed Mikhail, as far as he knows.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think that would give Locke a better position to say, no, I'm not a killer. That's not actually the case, Mr. John Locke, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Right now. But even so, I think he's got plenty of reason. It's easy to armchair quarterback and say, hey, you should do that. But you stand there with a knife, the most personal way of killing someone, except for what Sawyer ended up doing.
Yeah.
And... I cannot blame him. But he did once again use other people as his little chess pieces, which he does that a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a manipulator kind of like Ben.
Uh-huh.
It's a better game than chess.
Exactly. And I just want to bring this up real quick, because I'm done with this episode. Are you?
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah, we talked about some good stuff.
I have a theory. Okay. I'm not going to elaborate. Maybe I'll elaborate next week. That Walt is Jacob.
I've heard similar rumblings, and I love it.
Okay, perfect.
Bring it.
But we won't find that out until the future.
Well, what else happens in the future?
Next week on Lost. Let's get to that.
Next week on Lost.
320.
The man behind the curtain. Jinx. You owe me a cola. I decided this week that I was going to say cola.
What happens if we jinx at the same time? Is it, do we have to do a different thing after we post it?
It's different, I think, from schoolyard to schoolyard. But where I grew up, you just kept saying jinx until one of you said it first before the other one.
Wow.
And then you started hitting each other. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. The man behind the curtain, is this a reference to The Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. I wonder. Do you think? It could be a reference to rope. Isn't there someone behind the curtain in a rope?
I don't know. There's someone behind the curtain in Three Men and a Baby.
There you go. The creepy kid.
There you go.
He's perfect for my movie.
The creepy kid.
Did you watch that?
I watched the promo.
It's pretty awesome looking.
You know, I don't know what goes on in my brain to where I'll sit there and I'll watch the entire promo and then immediately after, bam, gone.
Memento.
I could watch Lost, the whole episode, and like be pretty good about
it. Or we could watch Saturday Night Live and then the next day reenact the skits.
Yeah.
But with a promo for Lost, the show we love and we can't wait to get more of, it's like, did that happen yet? Did I see that yet?
It just... Blech.
I went through it actually and tried to frame by frame it because Becky was interested in seeing what was in it.
I don't want
to
know that much though.
It's okay because it didn't work.
Okay. Now this is we're assuming this is a Ben episode.
I would hope so. That would be so awesome. Well, who else could be the man behind the curtain? Jacob.
Charlie.
Yeah, behind a rock star curtain. Yeah.
But I think it's a Ben episode. I heard through the grapevine that there is a Ben episode.
So it might as well be this one.
I also heard through the grapevine that it's awesome.
Well, there was a lot of shots of old school Dharma. A lot of shots of the trailer.
Oh, yeah. I do remember the Namaste banner.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was funny.
Namaste, the Dharma Initiative. And also, I mean, we don't like to spoil too much, but if it's in the trailer, it was there. Yeah. There was like a fleet of buses. There was like one shot with like three microbuses. So that's cool. Return of the Bus.
Maybe that's what it is, because I don't like the spoiler stuff.
And that's kind of a spoiler.
My mind just shuts it down. Like I just go into a blackout state or something. Who knows?
You know what? It's heating up, and nothing gets me fired up for Lost like Requiem for a Dream.
For the fourth week in a row.
It's not going to stop before the season's over.
I only know that music from YTMND. Because they use it on everything. It's great.
Shit spreads through there like viruses.
Speaking of Requiem for a Dream and the score to that film,
that's good music.
To go? Yeah.
Do you know who else likes to talk about music?
Me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you doing it this week?
Yeah, let's talk about James Horner's work, The Crow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
No, fuck that shit. Let's get to the real guy.
Let's have someone talk about better music.
Who doesn't talk out of his ass. Jimmy, take it away.
Hello, everybody. It's Jimmy in Seattle here. So, we just saw a Locke-centric episode, The Brig. Pretty much Locke-centric. I enjoyed it. There weren't too many surprises, though, I thought. I think the major fan base had already figured out the big reveal. But even so, it was enjoyable. Things are moving along. No doubt we're going to find out what Jack and Juliet's plan happens to be. Time for Jack to redeem himself. Anyway, in the background, should I say, is a piece called Locked Out Again, which appeared in Season 1. It is actually a Locke-centric theme. Different to his main theme, of course. The theme that we play so many times, I've decided not to play it. One thing we did have this week was a very good example of using a small element from a theme. We often hear elements from Kate's theme inserted. This time we actually had a little snippet of Locke appear in the scene when Sawyer was taking a relief break in the bushes. Just listen to this for a second. Listen to the first two notes of the harp. Right there.
Hello, James.
And of course, those first two notes are unmistakably the beginning of Locke's main theme, which you're going to hear a variation of here.
Wake up, John. It's time.
Now there's that instrument called a flipomba.
Easy, but the quicker the better.
Now the scene actually goes on quite long, and it's kind of difficult to commentate to, and it really just speaks for itself, and of course it's very soft. But that's one variation we saw. There was actually another one as well coming up in this scene here. And incidentally, if you like the sound of crickets in the background and chirping animals, this was the episode for you.
It's beautiful, isn't it? No matter how much time you spend on the island, you just never get tired of this view. Yet we haven't been formally introduced. I'm Richard. You mind if I join you here?
Ah, sure.
Nice eyeliner.
We put you in front of everyone in our camp just so they could all watch you fail.
Why?
Now there's a lead-in with some strings, and then his theme begins.
Because when word got back here that there was a man with a broken spine on the plane who could suddenly walk again, well, people here began to get very excited because that could only happen to someone who was extremely special.
Okay, here it starts.
But Ben doesn't want anyone to think you're special, John.
And why are you telling me this?
Ben has been wasting our time with novelties like fertility problems. We're looking for someone to remind us that we're here for more important reasons.
What do you want from me?
I want for you to find your purpose.
It is a very identifiable theme.
Your father.
And we've mentioned it before, but just for the record, if you download the Damlo's episode Further Instructions, that was back in last year, earlier in the season, or if you
someone else.
Download the Lost Score Revisit number 2, we actually do a very solid comparison to this theme and some John Barry influences. We have quite a serious look at Locke's theme in those two episodes.
Open this damn door! Son of a bitch!
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we have the explicit tag. Now, let's be honest. Whether or not it's for the music or not, that final scene of Locke carrying his father's corpse over his shoulder was pretty good. You gotta admit, we all enjoyed it. Unfortunately, this isn't a video, but just listen to his theme. Picture the look in his eye. Feeling of satisfaction. Looks like a story's wrapped up. I believe Locke is about to become King of the Others. He has just manipulated his first person to do his own dirty work. Just like Benjamin Linus. Quite funny actually, because Kimberly from the Lost Initiative has often said that Locke has always got people to do his dirty work for him, and You should check them out. I can't actually remember why she said that, but she did say it. Anyway, we've only got a handful of episodes to go. Season's wrapping up. Sweeps are coming. Final of American Idol. Competing against Lost. You name it. It's going to be busy. Other than that, it's Jimmy in Seattle. Enjoying the sunny weather for a change. I hope you're well. Be safe. We'll see you soon. Enjoy your weekend. Namaste.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Namaste.
From the frozen land up north.
What were we just talking about?
You wanted to talk about HDef.
HDef, I did. Ben watches in high definition.
That's how I roll.
I'm still waiting to get my IPTV and Xbox 360 Elite to hook up to my HD TV because it's like five things I want in one thing.
That sounds so awesome. I can't wait for you to get that.
But I've noticed lately in the episodes of Lost that there's a weird strobing of the video image, almost like a digital kind of flicker.
Huh.
I was wondering if you noticed
that. I have not noticed that, no.
I'm wondering if it's a pan and scanning of the non-HD version, because they're not shown in Letterboxd.
They're just showing it standard. That might be it. I mean, I haven't noticed that, but I'm not generally the most visually observant guy.
No, it's noticeable.
Okay, then no, I haven't seen that. Okay. But one thing I did see in HDef was Juliet's big baby blues. Holy jeez, her eyes are beautiful.
I'll have to take a look again, I guess.
She's my new island favorite crush.
Okay.
Which is weird because I kind of feel like she's an older woman. But she's not, is she? Not much older than us.
I have no idea. Well, you gave me shit during last summer for...
Angela Lansbury, or who was it? Was it...
Irene Ryan?
Estelle Getty?
It was Kate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like 8 years older than I am, or 7 years older than I am.
It's so weird. I'm such a case of arrested development that I can't even... Like, anyone who's any maturity, I think, God, they're so much older than me.
Wow.
But yeah, she's my island favorite crush.
Even though the Baluch is like 14
is
years older.
Well
than
older,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baluch!
So, anyway.
That's it for this week.
We're doing good now. Yeah, I guess that's it for this week.
You want to give out some contact info?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. We have a phone number for you to call and leave us a message anytime, day or night. Let us know what you think about Lost, the television show, or the Dharma Lars, the podcast. Give us some suggestions for the summer break, because we are looking to do a show and want to keep your interest if we can. Yeah. So give us a call at 206-338-4261, and we'll play your call at the end of the show.
You can also reach us at thedharmalars@gmail.com. Send us an email.
A short one, apparently.
You can send the long ones, but if you do, just...
Just hope that I get it.
Yeah. It might take me a little bit to respond if I'm the one that grabs it. Be our friends, myspace.com/Dharmalars.
That's right.
Hillary's brother who lives near us.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We know who you are. It's weird. Send us a message at dharmalarspodcast.blogspot.com. That's where we post our episodes. If you have anything to say about our recordings, drop us a line there, and we'll answer you back on any technical problems or anything at all.
That's right. Or listen to the Lost Initiative chicks at the scottandsteve.blogspot.com, where they also post their episodes, and where everyone gathers around and chats about Lost.
Amongst other things.
And Heroes.
And Crawl.
Yeah.
And BSG.
Man, Heroes was awesome this week. I know you don't watch it.
I don't.
If I ever get it on DVD, maybe I'll bring it over.
The long email we got mentioned Heroes and how a lot of people say that there's not a lot of originality in the shows, and you could see where they took from like comic books and stuff. But I had mentioned that DC has two stretchy superheroes.
That's right.
Marvel has at least one stretchy superhero.
Yeah.
And then even my buddy Mike Allred
is stretchy.
Did a stretchy.
He did a stretchy guy.
Gum. I think his name's Gum Man.
That's kind of cool.
Or the gum.
He's as strong as Hercules and as flexible as Gumby.
So there's only so much that you can do with superhero power. Yeah. So, I mean,
there's only so many ideas under the sun. But there was one thing on Heroes like 2 weeks ago that was really very similar to a book that you're on page 4 of. So it was, I can see where people would say that. But you know what? that show, you can look at some old blogs that I wrote about Heroes when it first came out, where I was like, all right, whatever, fuck this show. You know,
so in Watchmen, is there a character who has the ability to think saw someone's forehead?
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
But
that's the one thing I do know is because I've been watching The Soup.
Oh, do they
watch
show?
Watch The Soup. Because you know what I realized? Watching The Soup is way better than watching TV.
Do they talk about regular shows now on The Soup?
They talk about everything.
It used to just
they
be
talk,
talk
about
shows back
everything.
In my day. That's cool.
Everything.
That's
so
cool.
I don't have to
it's like
watch.
Like a filter.
I don't have to watch anything, but I do know that a guy could
finger
use his
saw.
Finger
yeah.
to saw people's foreheads because they saw they like did a bit with the host from that show, The Soup, and he got his forehead sawed with,
finger
sawed
off
by that dude.
Well, okay,
Zane is his name. Zane,
what, the host of The Soup?
No, the guy who
Siler.
Yeah, Siler. He kept calling that guy Siler.
Yeah,
and the actor whose name is
Zachary.
Zane.
I want to say.
I don't know.
Zachary Quinto?
It was pretty funny, but...
He was on 24. He's done some stuff.
He got his forehead sawed.
Got his forehead sawed. You know, I don't want to give anything away in case I ever do get the DVD and you come over and watch it.
Uh-huh. Well, I know that some guy dies because of that.
Oh, shit. Well, then never mind.
But then I also know that it could be that Hero and Future Hero come back from the
future to the past.
To well, save everyone who...
Yeah, it gets complicated, but I've honestly been entertained by it. But there's one thing I want to point out is that this Siler character has like not a theme, but an accompanying sound effect that they play.
Is it like Deathstalker 2?
No, it's it is. Like every time he does something, you hear his sound effect, and it's not source sound effect. It's just because he's like a watch repairman. Which is also in Watchmen, come to think of it. Because he's a watch repairman, that's how he thinks of the world, is like taking people apart like watches. So it's the sound of gears clicking when he finger saws someone's head off. And he unexpectedly showed up this week on Monday, like out of nowhere, like no one knew it was him. And his little clock sound did not play. And I was like, oh, come on. That was a perfect Sweet. Chance for it. It was like watching the Matthew Broderick Godzilla and never hearing the Godzilla theme.
Yeah.
Me. So
that's a whole different
but that's another podcast.
Oh my gosh.
We want to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We'll get some grub. All right.
I'm
well,
starving.
Well, we have to find a movie for you to go out on. Got any ideas?
I'll do the one that's on my MySpace page.
Okay.
Cuz it's from a movie that's not out yet.
Oh, we should talk about Crank 2. Next time.
Next time.
We're going long.
We have a whole summer
That's right.
talking about
plenty of time to talk.
Bullshit.
You're right.
Write down these ideas. We'll talk about it during the summer.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'd like to thank Ralph for self-engineering.
I'm getting used to this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. You're going
to
be...
Now I just need to do some of this. All right.
You can fill in for Ryan. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Lost is heating up. It's sweeps week, and the show's getting to the end of the season, so it's going to be hot. So stick around. Lost a la vista.
The funny thing about my back is it's located on my cock. You all, everybody.
Donalize, what's up? This is Official Ben. I'm just calling to congratulate you on your 1 year anniversary. I've been with you guys since the beginning, and I'm really proud of you guys, and really enjoy it. Just a couple of comments for Ben on the show Drive. I watched the first like 2 hours or whatever that they premiered it with, and I immediately had a feeling that they'd cancel the show, so I didn't watch it anymore. So I'm sorry that you invested more time into it, but that's the way it goes. Let's hope they bring back Studio 60. Ralph, also, I wanted to say that I'm just 5 movies short of your 1,065 ratings on Netflix, and I want you to be my Netflix friend, so you should go to my MySpace, myspace.com/BenHunter, and go down to my movie section and click the link be my MySpace or my Netflix friend, and then I can see how similar we are. Anyways, Keep up the good work. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, what's up, Ruffin? This is Dre calling out of L.A. All right, so I'm sitting up here, I'm thinking. Thinking about, loss or whatnot. I'm listening to the podcast. And just, let me explain myself. Okay. I when I listen to you guys, like, I think you guys and the Jan Jack are, like, the best ones. So I go through all the other ones first. And then, when I start getting to the cream of the crop, which is, the Black Rock, and then Lost Cast, and Jan Jack, and I listen to you guys last, and it seems like y'all are the best. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the thing is I'm thinking about the way people die. Okay, since when I really didn't die or whatnot, they faked it or whatever. Now, it's a couple of things that went on here. He said certain wounds, certain wounds or whatnot are healed by the island. Okay. So if a girl has some shit stuck all up in their chest cavity, as they say, but she wasn't shot, okay? She wasn't shot, but has some shit stuck up all up in there or whatever. If that's the damn case, then why didn't, Boone could have survived. He just fell out of a damn plane. She fell out of a helicopter, what? So, and then it's like, you gotta also think about the other chick that don't blink, the other robot. What's her name? The Miss Cleo or whatever. Cleo got shot, and they were saying some crap in Russian or whatever like that. So, the thing is, if Cleo pops up, then that means nobody could die, and there really is some kind of box on there, or somebody can actually bring people back to life or whatnot. Because you got to think of it like that, all right? So far, as old boy, the only way that could have been fake, when he got shocked or electrocuted or whatever by the fence or whatever, is that it's really not fair, and they're drugging these people, drugging the lost away, the losties and whatnot, and getting that black smoke into the hallucination. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be in a certain area or whatever. Or how about this, better yet, when they get into a certain area on the island, maybe if they're near the beach or something like that, then it's not affecting them. But once they go into the island, like deep in the island or whatnot, then shit starts, fucking with their heads, and they start thinking things, thinking that they see things that aren't there. That's the only way you can explain it. So it either got to be a hallucination once you get so far in the island, or I just lost what the fuck I was thinking. I hate this show, and I love it so much. Okay, well, look. My whole point is going back to how people die on the island. And if that dude, if One Eye Willie really did die, or knew that he'd be brought back by somebody, okay, then that's one thing. That means anybody on the island that died that's not a gunshot wound will come back. Then if Cleo comes back, then that means anybody with a gunshot wound can come back. You see what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. That's it. It's like 4 or something in the morning. I'm dizzy. Can't wait to go home. Playing my new PS3. Alright. That's all I got, guys. That's it.
Bart! How do you hang this thing up?
Hey, Thermalard. This is Afro Hippie Chick from Seattle, Washington, and I love your show. You guys are really hilarious. And you said that you wanted to know what we did for a living, and I'm a barista at Starbucks, and we have to call out specialty milks. Like if someone wants their whole milk extra hot, we have to yell out extra hot hole. And the other day, I start laughing because I thought the Darvalars would think that's really funny. Every time I have to yell out extra hot hole, I think of you now, and I totally crack up. And everyone else at work is like, what's so funny? And I'm like, I just said extra hot hole. And they're like, they don't get it. Anyways, I love the show. I love the podcast. I love Lost. And congratulations on your 1 year. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, Darmalars, you blowhards. What's up? This is Patrick from Long Island, and I've never called your show before until now. So I guess now, by now, I have called your show. I'm just calling to say, Ben, you were right in your assumption that that guy in that titty comedy was Lazarus and Real Genius, because Uncle Rico, John Grease, I believe is his name, was Lazarus in Real Genius. So, by assuming, you did not make an ass out of you and me. That's all I wanted to say. I'll probably call back after the episode. I want to make love on both of you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Rousseau, and I'm just going to walk in this slave ship and pick up a crate of dynamite. Who knows what I might use it for? Maybe to blow something up.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dre calling out to LA. So I'm catching up on your episode. I told you I listened to you guys live because, best one. You know? Anyway, so, y'all talking right now about the Flash versus Superman and who would win. Yeah, I think it is totally BS that Superman have all these damn powers. Everybody else only got one or maybe two or something. Anyway, so I think, actually, that's what I call. See, I just cut myself off like three times. Look, all right, so I remember the episode of, I think it was the Superman Adventures or whatever. I forgot it was called. It came on the WB. And him and the Flash was racing a couple of times. And every damn turn, the Flash will pop into the screen, and then a half a second later, Superman will pop in. So he always lost. He was always there, just a hair behind the Flash, which means he totally got fucking owned by that bastard. That's kind of cool. So I guess that's all I got. Yeah, I guess this is kind of a new point because you guys already put out the podcast for the year show. So, happy 1 year anniversary. Yeah. It's probably like a year and a couple of days or a week or something now. But, nevertheless, there I go. That's all I got. So, I'm going to go ahead and, hit you guys back, and I didn't watch the episode yet, so I guess it's early Thursday morning or something. I didn't watch the episode from last night because I was doing graveyard, but, you know, call back and let you guys know what the hell. Wow, I guess my bus just backfired. Later.
Listen.
You can go down the water, or I'm gonna go on the ground. You can't stop, you'll pull your sweat,
kablamo!
You just won the lottery!
That's kablamo!
You cashed in Doherty!
That's kablamo!
You joined a sorority!
That's kablamo!
You lied about the lottery!
Not kablamo!
You met Fred Siegel at a debutante's ball!
You gave him your number!
He gave you a call! He told you to meet him at the corner at 8!
You met him at 9! That's right, you were late!
You stupid!
stupid idiot. You don't know what you missed.
Fred Siegel's a star, and you call this
his pipping ass, cooling ass, Mac ass building.
With diggity ivy on the wall, but not around the lettering.
You diss Fred Siegel, and everybody knows. Ha 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 ha.
You're not the blammo.
The doc fixed your artery. That's kablammo!
Your mouthwash is gargly.
That's kablammo!
Your water is watery.
That's kablammo!
I majored in pottery.
Not kablammo!
You're chilling with your dudes and they stab you in the face.
All the way to the hospital, you're bleeding all over the place.
Your leg is amputated cause you got gangrene.
And then you get cancer and you die in your teens.
But then this really pretty girl who you always really liked shows up to your funeral and that's a real mixed blessing.
Your jello is wobbly.
That's kablammo!
You met Gilbert Godfrey.
That's kablammo!
Your Harlem Globetrottery.
That's kablammo!
You watch the disorderlies.
Not kablammo!
When you're mining for coal and you forget what coal is.
And you're sure to be fired because that's your job.
When a mole's in your ass and you wonder where the mole is.
You're screwed, man. A mole is in your ass. Job.
The meaning of life is revealed to you.
And all of the drinks are Old English brew.
Your whim is the word of the people on Earth. But the whole mole in the ass thing is haunting you. Earth.
When your fluids are bodily,
that's kablammy.
What happened to kablammo?
I mean kablammo.
Good, that's better.
That's kablammy.
Wait, I'm